RizWritings.com is pleased to present the 2012 Rizvan Message from the Universal House of Justice, read by Aria Bruce. Rizvan 2012. To the Baha'is of the world. Dearly loved friends, mid-afternoon on the 11th day of the Rizvan Festival 100 years ago, Abdu'l-Bahá, standing before an audience several hundred strong, lifted a workman's axe and pierced the turf covering the temple site at Grosse Pointe, north of Chicago. Those invited to break the ground with him on that spring day came from diverse backgrounds: Norwegian, Indian, French, Japanese, Persian, Indigenous American, to name but a few. It was as if the house of worship, yet unbuilt, was fulfilling the wishes of the Master, expressed on the eve of the ceremony, for every such edifice, that humanity might find a place of meeting, and that the proclamation of the oneness of mankind shall go forth from its open courts of holiness. His listeners on that occasion, and all who heard him in the course of his travels to Egypt and the West, must have but dimly comprehended the far-reaching implications of his words for society, for its values and preoccupations. Still today, can anyone claim to have glimpsed anything but an intimation, distant and indistinct, of the future society to which the revelation of Baha'u'llah is destined to give rise? For let none suppose that the civilization towards which the divine teachings impel humankind will follow merely from adjustments to the present order. Far from it. In a talk delivered some days after he laid the cornerstone of the Mother Temple of the West, Abdu'l-Bahá stated that among the results of the manifestation of spiritual forces will be that the human world will adapt itself to a new social form, that the justice of God will become manifest throughout human affairs. These and countless other utterances of the Master, to which the Baha'i community is turning time and again in this centennial period, raise awareness of the distance that separates society as it is now arranged from the stupendous vision his father gifted to the world. Alas, notwithstanding the laudable efforts in every land of well-intentioned individuals working to improve circumstances in society, the obstacles preventing the realization of such a vision seem insurmountable to many. Their hopes founder on erroneous assumptions about human nature that so permeate the structures and traditions of much of present-day living as to have attained the status of established fact. These assumptions appear to make no allowance for the extraordinary reservoir of spiritual potential available to any illumined soul who draws upon it. Instead, they rely for justification on humanity's failings, examples of which daily reinforce a common sense of despair. A layered veil of false premises thus obscures a fundamental truth. The state of the world reflects a distortion of the human spirit, not its essential nature. The purpose of every manifestation of God is to effect a transformation in both the inner life and external conditions of humanity. And this transformation naturally occurs as a growing body of people, united by the divine precepts, collectively seeks to develop spiritual capacities to contribute to a process of societal change, akin to the hard earth struck by the Master a century ago. The prevailing theories of the age may at first seem impervious to alteration, but they will undoubtedly fade away, and through the vernal showers of the bounty of God, the flowers of true understanding will spring up fresh and fair. We yield thanks to God that through the potency of His Word, you, the community of His greatest name, are cultivating environments wherein true understanding can blossom.